AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump's been campaigning in North Carolina today.
I will never apologize for putting America first.
While Vice President Kamala Harris has been making appearances in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, but Norman Hall reports they're not the only ones trying to rally support.
Union volunteers from Operating Engineers Local 324 went door knocking in a neighborhood in Southgate, Michigan, to encourage other union members to vote for Kamala Harris. Lee Graham, one of the canvassers, says this election season is the most critical since he became a member of the union 34 years ago.
We've been able to see with this administration on the promises that have been put out there and the promises that have been kept.
The vice president also campaigned in suburban Detroit and was joined by former Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney in a call for bipartisan support. I'm Norman Hall.
Meantime, Mike Catalini reports Elon Musk's pledging to give away $1 million a day to voters signing his Political Action Committee's petition.
The petition says you support the First and Second Amendments of the Constitution. The requirement is that you be registered to vote in one of the battleground states. The issue with Musk's $1 million giveaway, according to election law experts I spoke with, is that it's illegal to pay people to vote or register to vote. This kind of walks up to and just edges over the legal line.
Blasts heard in Beirut tonight after Israel said it was planning more strikes in Lebanon against a Hezbollah-run financial institution. Israeli forces hit at least 15 branches late Sunday.
One of our main targets last night was an underground vault with millions of dollars in cash and gold.
IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari.
This vault was deliberately located under a residential building.
Meantime, the White House says it's deeply concerned about an unauthorized release of classified documents on Israel's preparation for a potential retaliatory attack on Iran, uncertain if it was leaked or hacked. This is AP News. Monday Night Football has two games, the Ravens in Tampa, the Chargers in Arizona. Baseball's World Series starts Friday. Mark Myers reports it'll be in L.A.
Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers are going to the World Series, closing out the Mets with a 10-5 win in Game 6. Tommy Edman was one of the heroes in the series clincher, smashing a two-run double in the first inning and a two-run homer in the third.
That's what we prepare for, you know. You prepare for those big moments, and unfortunately, I was able to come through.
Will Smith also stroked a two-run home run as the Dodgers built a 6-1 lead after just three innings. It was a bullpen game for L.A. as Ben Kasparius got the win. Mets starter Sean Manaea allowed five runs over two-plus innings. The Dodgers and Yankees will now meet up for the 12th time in the World Series, but the first one since 1981. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.